Good day. This is the Technologist Kids 3 Daily Briefing for February 11th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support my podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, while also sharing it with everyone that you know, and then also subscribing to this podcast so that way that you can get notified when a new episode is live. But then you can also visit my Patreon site at patreon.com/KS3Tech and make a donation there to continue to support my podcast. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. I hope everyone had an excellent weekend. I sure did, and particularly here in the South, beautiful cold weather, kind of cloudy, but it was a really great weekend. And so today, I got to tell you, it's really interesting, particularly with what I talked about last week and really being able to learn something new on your device for this weekend. For me, I am constantly learning, particularly with this new programming language that I've been dealing with for the past few months. And I got to tell you, I really love it so far. But what's interesting today is that there's a gentleman out in California by the name of Jay Brodsky, who is suing Apple for using the two-factor authentication. Now, for those that may not be using it, it is a way of being able to secure your account so that way that if somebody has your password, that there's another level of protection on your device. And this dude is complaining that it's actually working and it takes too long in order for him to get to the stuff that he needs on his Apple devices. That is dog. And he actually filed a lawsuit about this for something that is actually working correctly. No, nothing is broken. It's because he's complaining that it takes too long in order to do it, which is absolutely crazy, and really this is a non-story. But the fact of it is that what it boils down to it is that hopefully that you are using the two-factor authentication, and not only just on your Apple device, your Android devices, but any website that utilizes it, even though it takes a little bit longer for you to get into whatever the website or app or into your account. You are ensuring that you're adding that next level of security and protection, which I believe everybody really needs. So if you're not using it, please go ahead and actually do it. So next up is that we have one of our favorite technologists, Elon Musk. And Elon Musk was asked a question on Twitter today about his vision on about how much would it cost for somebody to travel to Mars. Now, for those that have been keeping up, SpaceX, which is the company that Elon Musk owns, and for the past couple weeks have tested their rocket, that the Raptor rocket, which is going to fuel or power the missions not only to the moon, but also to Mars, and with future plans of actually having manned spaceflight, not just for astronauts, but for anybody that wants to go to Mars and to be able to come back. Well, Elon Musk responded to the person on Twitter and basically said, depending on the volume, because return trips are actually free from Mars, but it will cost about what he's assuming, about $500,000 to as little as $100,000 in order to go to Mars. Now, it's interesting because you think $500,000, that almost seems like a lot, but not really, because you're going to Mars. And going to Mars is not necessarily like, oh, I'm going to be there in just a day. You're talking about months at a time to be able to go to Mars and then actually be able to come back. But imagine this. Imagine that if it's going to cost $500,000 to go to Mars, just think how cheap it would be to just go to the moon. Because we got to take our baby steps and actually go to the moon before we go to Mars. But to even have a discussion about having a manned space flight to Mars. Wow. Yeah, I mean, this will happen in our lifetime, just to let you all know. And I'm really excited about that. Now, if you are into Amazon, right? Amazon is an amazing company, and I got to tell you, they know on how to stay in the news. They are masters at it. And what Amazon has done is that they have bought another company. And this company is called Eero. And Eero, they make a mesh Wi-Fi hardware. So that way, home for you to be able to set up a mesh network in your home, which means that you have antennas all over your home to provide, you know, whole house coverage. And this company has been around for a few years. And Amazon has decided to buy this company so that way that it can fit more into their smart home strategy. Last year, they bought Ring. The year before, they bought another company called Blink. And so now they're really starting to get really into the home, integrate into the whole home, so that way that your house becomes an Alexa house, if you think about it. But it's great, too, because, see, what's cool is that as all of this happens, see, if somebody just wanted to listen to my podcast, what's simple for them to be able to do is that they can say, Alexa, tell me the news, and my beautiful voice will start playing throughout the entire house. Oh, that's so awesome. But it's really interesting that Amazon continues to buy startup companies that have proven themselves in a marketplace to be successful and providing a way of being able to, one, bring out lower prices for those products so it's more accessible to even more people. So we'll see how this goes. So Google Maps, Google has finally released augmented reality navigation in Google Maps for some people. And what this does is that they showed this off at the Google I/O Developers Conference last year. And it will, you can hold up your Google Maps. Let's say that you're walking around a city and you hold up your phone. It will give you a view of where you are, but directions on where to walk to, all within the screen. So that's what the augmented reality part of it is. And now they're finally implementing it, finally rolling it out, and it'll be available to more users as time go along. And this is pretty cool, particularly for those that live in urban spaces and whatnot, to be able to utilize the camera on your phone for augmented reality for navigation. I think that's really, really awesome. Now, Samsung is really pushing out something that I'm absolutely surprised that they're actually rolling out. And it's their brand new TVs. Now, last month was the CES, and they showed off several lines of new TVs that are all supposed to come out this year, later this year. Typically, they release models later this year after announcement at CES. But Samsung is like, no, we want to go ahead and push them out already. So Samsung now has released 8K televisions. Now, you may be familiar with 4K televisions or high-definition TVs, but most TVs that you buy right now are 4K resolution. Now, they are pushing out 8K resolution TVs. And they cost startup from $5,000, go up to $15,000, depending on the size TV that you want. Which is actually surprising, because $15,000 for an 85-inch screen TV is remarkably cheap. Particularly when 4K first came out, and those TVs started coming out at $30,000. But now, here's the thing. With these TVs, 8K televisions, is that there is no 8K content to view. And now, 8K may be finally the resolution that really makes things really look really, really good or lifelike. Because even 4K looks good, but you got to have the right content to make it, to make you say, wow. Unfortunately, even with Netflix, still use way too much compression to really, really show off the full capabilities of the TVs, a particular 4K. But now we're going to 8K. So get ready right now to save your money within the next few years to buy an 8K television. Hopefully, content providers will move up to 8K so that way that we can actually take full advantage of these brand new TVs. Now, finally, on the news of Activision Blizzard, they have announced that they are going to do layoffs because of their sales slump that they're having. Yeah, it's pretty tough out here in the video game market. There are a lot of companies that are losing money because they're not selling as many copies as they would like. They're still making a profit. Let's say this. Let's get that out of the way. But they're not making as much money. And part of it is because they do not invest into complete original content and rely on sequels. But then also with the in-game purchases, the microtransactions, people in the video game industry are getting tired of that type of model. And if a game has it, they're not going to buy it. Now people are voting with their wallets instead of being tricked into something that they know that in order for them to complete the game, that not only are they paying $60 for the game, but then they got to pay even more money in order to complete the game with the microtransactions. So while it's bad that people are losing their jobs, this is what the industry actually needs. The people who are in charge of these studios have to realize that the reason why people love games is that it's not about the multiplayer aspect, but it's about being able to provide a single player experience that tells a complete story that sucks a person in into that world. Multiplayer games, out of all honesty, and this is the truth about it, is that if that is not the platform for really creating a true virtual environment or a virtual game environment. And single player games actually really do. You can tell I grew up in single player games. But even though that you have successful games like Fortnite, and this other one that came out from EA that came out last week, I forgot the name. I haven't played it yet. It's on my PlayStation 4 Pro, but I haven't played it yet. But again, it's still dealing with player versus player, but you don't have enough original content that is nonviolent and something that's truly fun. And hopefully with all these companies that are losing money with these repetitive games, we'll start to wake up and say, look, we got to support the independent game studios that are truly doing something unique. And hopefully that'll happen. But as of right now, this actually ends the daily briefing for February 11th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to my wonderful podcast. Please, again, support my podcast. Share this with everyone that you know. And everyone, have a great day. See y'all later.